What's up, guys? My name is Adam Britt with QB365, here to bring you all the latest news and notes from the quarterback universe. Since this is the very first podcast from QB365 Media, let me give you a quick background on me and what I'm hoping the future looks like for QB365. I've been a private quarterback coach and high school coach for almost a decade now, but recently I decided I wanted to branch out in order to promote and improve the quarterback position and all the athletes that play it at every level in ways I just couldn't do as a coach. So up until now, we've only been a month-old Twitter account with 845 tweets and retweets, basically trying to share your news of your offers, college visits, and success stories. We've also found articles, videos, tweets of anything that we thought could help quarterbacks get better, or just stuff we thought was cool, mainly Aaron Rodgers pictures. But as time goes by, we hope to grow and improve ourselves, and we're starting with this podcast. So in the near future, we want this to be a platform for quarterbacks and even QB coaches and influencers to tell their story. And I'm not just talking about the guys with 20 Power 5 offers as a sophomore, even though, yeah, I'd love to hear from them too. But I want to hear just as much from the QB that's 5'10 and desperately trying to prove to coaches that he can play college football. Everybody has a story, and I want to hear it and share that story. So I'm wrapping up this intro now, but I just wanted to say that as we get this thing going, please feel free to reach out if we can help in any way, or if you have any ideas, criticisms, or want to get involved somehow. You could DM us on Twitter, which is at QB365Media, or email us at QB365Media@gmail.com. I'm excited to provide the service to the QB community and ready to get started right now. So let's get to the weekend review. So there are two big camps this past Memorial Day weekend. Steve Clarkson had his QB retreat in Los Angeles. Just like they have the past year or two, Adidas flew out a ton of the top college and high school QBs from across the country and literally loaded them up with a bounty of gear. I mean, the Elite 11 Finals probably has something that compares to that haul, but that's about it. There's really no other competition for that amount of stuff that they get. But it looked like a great weekend where the top high school QBs could showcase their skills. You know, they had some of the best ones out there. Definitely three-stripe life weekend going on out in L.A. There's also the Dime Dropper Camp held by Dennis Guile. Not as big of names there, but it looked like it was a little more focused on the development aspect, getting on the whiteboard, teaching some throwing mechanics, things like that. They also gave out some PS4s as prizes, which I think is awesome because I've got to upgrade for my PS3. But anyway, if anybody out there attended one of those camps and has any good stories or praise or even criticism about their experience, please reach out and let us know so we can help other QBs and their parents with guidance on where to spend their time and money, because everybody needs some guidance. But now, in less than about an hour, I believe, from the recording of this podcast, it might have already been started by now, the big summer showcase, or competition as they call it, is about to commence. That's right, Elite 11 Finals this weekend, and it brings the 24 of the best QBs around the country for 2019. All had to be invited, looking to make that top 11, which everybody knows is actually 12 because they need two QBs each for the 6 7-on-7 teams for the opening. But anyway, and maybe even hopefully trying to get that MVP, which last year was won by now Georgia Bulldog Justin Fields. So without discussing all 24, here's some of the high-profile guys that have already committed to the Power 5 schools that you probably already know about. So you got Spencer Rattler. He's hoping to be the next Baker Mayfield at Oklahoma. But other than Baker, he's getting a scholarship and doesn't have to start at Texas Tech first. So we'll see what happens there. You also got Sam Howell, who's committed to Willie Taggart at FSU. You got Bo Nix will be there, who's headed to Auburn. Ryan Helinski is going to South Carolina all the way from California. And then you got national champion Alabama, has two commitments attending, with Paul Tyson, who's Bear Bryant's great-grandson, I read. And then Talia, the brother of Tua, who beat my Georgia Bulldogs in the championship last year. And no, I'm not ready to try to pronounce their last name at this point. Maybe later. So you've also got a few guys that haven't made their commitment to schools yet, which includes Grant Gunnell from Oregon. You got Brian Maurer from Florida. And then Georgia QB Zach Calzada, who was about the hottest 2019 QB in the nation for the month of May. during a spring practice. I mean, he picked up an avalanche of offers. I'm not even sure how many he got. The past week was a little quiet for Zach, but a nice showing this weekend would definitely jumpstart the summer for him. So make sure you come back and check in with us on Twitter this weekend, where we'll be sharing all the news coming from Los Angeles. And good luck to all the competitors out there. So now's the time of the show where I want to do this every week, where I want to review the offers that have gone out this past week. And if you received an offer this past week and we didn't acknowledge it either on Twitter or here now, I apologize. And if you'll let us know, we'll make sure we fix that. We keep up with a whole bunch of QBs, but it's tough to follow all you guys. So the easiest way for us to see everything that you do that you want us to see is you just tag us. Again, at QB365 Media. All right, so here we go. So first guy, early in the week, he had Max Johnson from North Georgia, his 2020 QB. He's actually the son of Brad Johnson, who won the Super Bowl with Tampa Bay years ago. He got a Michigan State offer, and from what it sounded like, from what I've heard, he's actually very, very interested in that Michigan State offer. So we'll see from there. You got Nigel Somerville, class 2019 from North Carolina, got a Morgan State offer. Connor Watkins, 19, from Pennsylvania. William and Mary offered him. Riley Kinney, 19, from Colorado, got an offer from Western Colorado. And you got big-time guy recruit here, Preston Stone, class of 21. He was probably one of the hottest 2021 QB for May. He's from Texas. He got a Tennessee Martin offer and a pretty big one with Alabama as well. He's loaded up. I mean, he's going to have them all before he's even a senior. You got Kyle Toole, from South Georgia, who's a class of 2020. He got his very first offer from Howard this week. Then you got another big time recruit, TJ Finley, class 2020 from Louisiana, probably number one QB in Louisiana. LSU committed. That was obviously a big commitment for him because 2 days later he committed. All right, our big offer for him because he committed almost instantly. So he's going to be a Tiger. Another huge recruit, Tyler Buckner, 2021 from California, USC offered. He's from Southern California. It's got to be a big offer for him with USC. We'll see if he's going to stick to Southern California or head out to another part of the country. Got a lot of time. He's only going to be a rising sophomore. Jacob Clark, 2019 from Texas, got a Purdue offer. Worked out pretty well when Purdue got Drew Brees from Texas. Mike Wright from Atlanta, Georgia area, 2020, got a Georgia State offer, so that's right down the road from him. Jack Baltz, 2019 from Illinois, got an Illinois State offer and a Georgetown offer, so he had a good week. Spencer Fetter, 2019 from Florida, got a West Florida offer. Dawson McPeak, 2019 from California, got a Montana State offer. Got a JUCO offer here. Asher O'Hara from Illinois, got a Southern Illinois offer. Good for him. Got a transfer alert. Mo Hassan from Florida, transferring from Syracuse and picked Vandy. So headed to the SEC next year. All right, another giant recruit. I should know his name better. I'm going to give it a shot. DJ, you probably already know who I'm talking about. Uagalili, my best guess. Somebody please tell me exactly how to pronounce that. Class 2020, New Jersey, literally one of the top 2020 QBs out there. Got a South Carolina offer. Luca Diamant got a Southern California QB 2020. Got an Alabama offer. Alabama offered a few guys this week. We got Tack Leeson, 2020, from Florida, got a Toledo offer. Raymond Price III, 2021, from California, got a Howard offer. TJ Goodwin, 2019, from Texas, got an Ivy League offer from Yale. And then literally a few hours ago, Carlos Del Rio, he's from McEachern High School, Georgia. Class 2021, his first offer, and it's from Michigan. Pretty good way to start that recruiting process right there. We also had another commitment this week. It's from Gunnar Cruz, 2019 QB out of Castile High School in Arizona, who committed to Mike Leach in Washington State. Throwing it around 50 times a game with Mike Leach coaching you up sounds fun to me. So congrats, Gunnar. So now to wrap up this episode, I just want to give a few words of wisdom slash caution. Probably too late for a lot of you, but maybe this will help some QBs out there. I want to talk about your summer camp schedule and make sure you don't overdo it. This on Twitter, you guys have been posting stuff like this. And this goes for all levels of QBs out there, from the guy with 40 Power 5 offers who wants 60, to the rising senior with no offers and little interest that spends all summer camping at SEC and Big Ten schools. Look, there's a thing called opportunity cost, and it basically means when you choose to do one thing, it costs you the ability to do another. That could mean you go to a camp at Alabama when they already have two QBs in your class committed, like they do this year, which makes you miss the West Alabama camp, D2 school, who would have loved to see you throw in person. Or that means that you spend 3 weeks traveling to 12 different camps, which keeps you from working out with your team, building size, strength, speed, durability, and the good old camaraderie with your teammates. When you travel all the time, you're not going to sleep well. You're probably not going to eat well. You don't spend the time in the weight room you need, and you can't recover well from multiple long days in the summer heat. I've personally seen multiple football players that overdid it with camps in the summer and had very disappointing seasons filled with minor and nagging injuries that, even if those injuries didn't prevent them from playing, those bumps and bruises kept them limited in practice, which obviously hurt them on the field. There's one thing you need to consider which doesn't usually apply to the elite guys. Make sure that when you're gone all June, missing workouts, 7-on-7s, and practices, that you're okay with that sophomore backup taking all those reps, maybe gaining some confidence and bonding with the team with your teammates while you're gone. Something just to think about right there that most people don't think about, I don't think. So everybody, every football player, especially quarterbacks, have to go to college camps in the summer. I get it. Coaches have a hard time offering QBs without seeing them throw in person. Just be smart about it. Do your best to schedule them around your high school team's schedule. Pick the schools that fit you athletically and academically, and hopefully have shown some interest in you. And try not to go spend multiple nights in a row without sleeping in your own bed. That's a bigger deal than you think. So that's it for this episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'd love it if you could give us a rating or a comment or all that good stuff. Open to any feedback as we try to figure out how to best get this thing going. Check back next week for another episode, especially in the Elite 11, new offers, things like that. Or just subscribe so you get notified next time we post. So you guys enjoy your week. Throw well. We'll catch you next time.